Good morning and welcome to the Fisherman Ministry Grace Ranch, Texas Sunday service.
Welcome to everybody that's joined us here at the Grace Ranch and those of you that are listening online, live and in the future. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you guide and direct your ministers that are speaking on your part this day and open the ears, the hearts, and the understanding of all those that you would have here. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys want to play some music?
Anointed one, Jesus. Please come.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer. Please take a seat. This morning, I woke up and I had what I thought was this verse in my head. And I couldn't place it, you know, and I'm scanning through the Bible. I'm checking here, I'm checking there, and I just can't find what it is I'm looking for, you know. I don't know if you guys have ever had that, but man, it's kind of frustrating, you know. But right before I came up, it was, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago, I figured it out. So now, praise God. Why don't we chat about it a little bit, right? So I'd like us to turn over to Proverbs chapter 28, and I'm just going to read 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaken them shall have mercy. Now, I'm a sinner. I'm in need of forgiveness. And so are you, whether you realize it or not. I mean, some of us know that we are, and that's what holds us back a lot of the time. Others, well, we don't think that we're sinners, and that holds us back. Now, in order to overcome that sin, whatever it may be, confess your sins to God. Ask Him for forgiveness. Turn from it and sin no more. That's what the Word says, right? If you do it, God will blot them out. He's not going to remember them. He's not going to bring that back up, you know, tomorrow, a year from now. That's gone. Clean slate. Start fresh. New beginning. Don't bother yourself with it anymore and move forward. You know, receive that forgiveness. Sometimes that's hard to do. Hey, I want to zip quickly over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now, if some old habit or sin, you know, tempt you, you have a desire to go back that way, I mean, resist it. You know, that's the devil trying to bring you back, trying to turn you from God. Don't give it place. Flee from that. Turn to God. Remember that He's freed you from that. Remember that. Thank Him. Trust Him. And the temptation will be broken. If you yield to that temptation, you're feeding it. Right? And we heard, I think it was last year, you know, you want to kill a thing, starve a thing. Right? So let's not feed these things. Let's starve them so that they dwindle and die. My last verse that I was thinking of was over in 1 John, which I think kind of ties it together. If we confess our 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a beautiful thing. But there's something that we have to do. We have to confess our sins to Him. We have to realize the things that we've done wrong and go to Him with a humbleness and ask for that forgiveness. Now, if you fail in this and you realize it, I mean, turn. Go back to Him immediately and confess your sin again. He's a kind, loving Father. He'll forgive us even when we can't really seem to forgive ourselves. If we're able to finally forgive ourselves of these things, trust in Him, believe Him at His word, we can move forward. And I pray that we all are able to do that. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's play another song.
The Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is peace, there is love, there is joy. It is forever to set us free. It is forever to set us free.
You've come up with some pretty interesting rhythms and all on that thing. That's kind of cool.
Thank you.
I like them. I want to thank everybody for being here, those that are on the radio on the Eagle, and those that are here. And I'm going to turn, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to read two verses, verse 33 and 34. Now, Paul here speaking concerning the resurrection and various things, but these two verses kind of struck me standing here. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Now, the interesting thing, when he was speaking this, he was speaking it to believers. I mean, we commonly think that people in the world don't have the knowledge of God. But Paul spoke over in Timothy about the latter days and how some would ever learn but never come to the knowledge of the truth. And he was speaking of those in the church. Said they would depart from the faith. Didn't say they'd stop going to church or stop being religious. They depart from the faith. Now, I want to go over to John 14:15 for a minute. Very simple little verse. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's kind of hard to understand, isn't it? My children used to love me when I'd say, you love me? Yeah, Dad, do what I say. Isn't that simple? I mean, I have a kid come up to me, my kids come up to me and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. That doesn't mean anything to me. But if I say, do this, and they do it, that means something. If I say, don't do this, and they don't do it, that means something. But to say I love you and not do what I say, it doesn't work for me. Does it work for you? So then, why would God be any different? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I got a ton of scriptures I could go through. But I want to come to the place where, what are his commandments? To love one another. To love God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind. And to love one another. How hard is that? It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure it out. So what's that got to do with 1 Corinthians? I know it's there. I keep turning past it. Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. What are evil communications? When you say things about your brothers or sisters or even other people out in the world that are unkind, that are designed to bring them down. See, when you say a thing that's designed to bring somebody else down, the reason you say it is to puff yourself up. There's no way of getting around that. And we're all guilty. I'm guilty. I've done it. And I catch myself, and I hate myself when I do it. Because it's evil. It's not loving one another. It's not keeping God's commandment. And I know that within me, I have the ability to do what God says. And you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. A man does what a man wants to do. If you want to do right, you're going to do right. If you don't want to do right, you're not going to do right. It's as simple as that. It can't get any simpler. You want to love God? Then love Him. But show Him you love Him by keeping His commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. To love one another. So, I came to these verses. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. It's as simple as that. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. Now there's a lot can be said about the knowledge of God. There's a lot that can be said about serving God and knowing the way of God. To walk in His ways. I remember years ago coming down Earhart Hill in Vermont in the middle of a snowstorm. And it was somewhat treacherous. And I'm praying, and all of a sudden it was like a whiteout. Now, when you got cliffs on one side and sheer walls on the other, on a winding road that's slippery, and all of a sudden your vision's taken from you, that's not a cool thing. That's not fun. But the problem was, is the whiteout wasn't outside of the car, it was inside the car. And that was really weird. And I heard a voice behind me. And it said, as for my people Israel, I showed them my power. But under my servant Moses, I showed him my ways. Richard, will you learn my ways? And I broke down and cried, and I said, yes, Lord, I will. And He got me off that mountain. Must have been an angel driving that car. But I got down. And my wife remembers it wasn't too long after that I went blind. I couldn't understand why the Lord let me go blind. I remember that scripture where Jesus was talking about a blind man and said, if you were blind, you'd have no sin. But because you say you see, your sin remaineth. I realized, took me a while, the Lord let me go blind so I could really see. And He taught me many things during that period of time. It was not an easy time. It was a hard time to stand up behind a pulpit and pray for people to be healed and then walk out healed and rejoicing and me blind. I had a nice pity party. I enjoyed my pity parties. I liked them. Because it made me important. To me. Not to anybody else, because not that anybody else really cared. But boy, I sure did. But one day I got over it. And one day I began to see what the Lord wanted me to see. And I realized that some of the simplest things the Lord had given me to do and had commanded me to do, I had not done. I allowed fear to keep me from standing up and doing that which God wanted me to do. I allowed worry. But I finally came to that place and said, okay, Lord, live or die. I'm going to do what you say. And it was amazing. Because once I obeyed him, I didn't even realize it. I went back to bed, came back down a little while later, sat down, got me a cup of coffee, had a Dake's Bible laying on the table there, and if anybody's familiar with the old Dake's Bible, small print. Without even thinking, I just flipped it over and started reading it. Just didn't dawn on me. I was reading the small print. And I said to myself, I wonder what time it is. I leaned back, looked up across the living room, the little clock on the VCR. Oh, it's 9:10. And then it hit me. I could see. I think I woke everybody in the house up after that. You know, some have heard me say this before, I'll say it again. There are three steps to the kingdom of God. One, to become a child of God. You can't do the other two without that one. And it's important. To be a child of God is to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith. To dedicate your life to Him. That does not make you perfect. That is what the Bible refers to as being born again. But just like any child that's born, there's a certain amount of responsibility and chores that go along with that child. Because they ain't wrapped too tight. I mean, the bees have the right idea. The bees take their babies, put them in a cell, throw some food in there, and seal it up. And they don't let them out till they have a job. Be nice if we could do that, but it doesn't work that way. Because God wants us to see what He goes through with us. So He gives us little babies. And they poop. And they pee. And they do everything opposite of what we say. And when you say no, don't do that. It's the same thing we do. We just get older and more sophisticated at it. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And we got to learn that's not God's way. That's not His way for us. So we learn. We got to learn to feed ourselves. How do we feed ourselves? By reading the Word. I remember somebody, we were on a missionary trip, and this one person started complaining, why don't we have Bible study? Why don't we have Bible study? I said, aren't you old enough to read? Go read the Bible for yourself. This particular person at that particular time, the only reason they wanted a Bible study is so they could sit with me and have a Bible study because the great Richard was going to teach them. There's one greater than me. He's Jesus Christ. Together with Him and the Holy Spirit, He can teach you all things if you let Him. Read the Word. Get it in you. And I told this person, look, go read your Bible. Study it for yourself. If you have questions, we can get together. And you can ask me any question you want. And I'll ask you. But I'm not going to come and sit down and teach you because that's a pride thing with you. It wouldn't be pride with everybody, but with this particular person it was. But we're all capable. I mean, look. That little kid right there just turned 2 years old. I have never seen a kid at his age handle a fork and spoon as well as he does. I mean, he can take that fork, he can poke it, and turn it, stick it right in his mouth. He has no problem feeding his face. And that one right there sometimes doesn't know how to do it. He has a hard time sometimes. And I look at his spirit, I see the same thing with people. Some adults, they can eat real good. They get in the Word, they study it, they read it. They're feeding their spirit, feeding their soul. But you have others who sit back and they'll whine and cry and moan and groan and wonder why they're sick and wonder why they can't get what they want and can't do this and can't do that, but they won't feed themselves because they want somebody else to feed them. And the churches are full of people that are happy to sit in the pews and to hear a preacher tell them this and that and the other thing. And go home and think, well, okay, I've got it all made now. And yet, one of the themes that we go through every day and go on and on about is that when you join Jesus Christ as He being your Savior, you accept Him as your Savior, you are joining an army. You are enlisting in an army. And if you're going to enlist in an army, you got to be dedicated to the fight. You got to know there is a fight. And you got to go forth and be trained, be taught. And that's what we're here for. But you got to get to the manual first. This is the manual. This will tell you how to do it. Amen. Let's put aside all the garbage and just try that one little thing to love one another, extend grace to one another, and allow God to be God. Amen? You want to play something? Some of y'all were wondering. There are two more steps that I didn't talk about. We'll talk about those later. But I'll give you a hint. Servant of God, and then friend of God.
Amen.
You got to get through the childhood first before you go to the next. So get out, kids.
Everyone have a great day and thank you for joining us.